two of the top Republican contenders in New Hampshire are Mormon, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman. And that's made life interesting for two young Mormons who have been going door to door in the state. They're campaigning not for Romney or Huntsman, but for Jesus Christ. Ike Srikandaraja of TurnstileNews.com caught up with the two missionaries in Exeter to hear how they're balancing politics and proselytizing.
Most canvassers wear candidates' buttons and carry campaign signs. But these two young men stand out for having neither.
We're definitely in the spotlight. Generally, walking around New Hampshire in a suit and tie with a name tag makes you in the spotlight.
That's Elder Taylor Bales, a religious title the Mormon Church gives this missionary, even though he's just 20 years old. His canvassing partner is Elder Kyle Hodson, who's 21.
From 10 o'clock until 9 o'clock at night, we go out, we talk to people on the streets, we knock on doors.
These two want to share their faith. But a few days before the New Hampshire primary, there's something else people want to talk to them about.
Who are you voting for?
Definitely a topic of conversation that comes up quite a bit.
And the obvious question to ask a couple of Mormons this year?
Two people, like within just a couple of minutes of each other, asked us the exact same question. They yelled at us, Huntsman or Romney?
But it's a question they can't answer. Despite the fact that John Huntsman and Mitt Romney are both Mormon,
the church has a long-standing policy of neutrality as far as candidates and parties. As representatives, we mimic that neutrality. But, you know, we are people. We do have opinions. We just choose not to voice them during these 2 years that we serve.
But Hodson held a day planner with a blue bumper sticker that seemed to say otherwise.
Right. Mostly we were just in Hampton the other day and Mitt Romney was holding a breakfast and we walked by and they gave us stickers.
We actually thought we'd try and collect as many as we could, so yeah. It's not really much of a preference. It's just more for fun. Yeah.
So I'm looking for like a Ron Paul sticker, like Newt Gingrich, Rick Perry. Whoever can give me a sticker, that's what I'm looking for.
So a Romney sticker this year might just be decorative. But when Hodson does become politically active, he won't necessarily vote his faith.
I wouldn't consider myself smart if I chose to just vote for a member of the church, just because I'm a member.
For now, though, they're in the political dark. During their mission, no newspapers or TV, just scriptures and hymns, and 30 minutes of internet a week at the local public library.
We're on Mormon.org, and this is the Our People tab.
Bale scrolls through a checkerboard of Mormon faces.
There's an opera singer, a mathematician, high school student, artist, cancer survivor.
He knows the story behind each face. It's the only website these guys are allowed to visit for 2 years. And this, the Our People section, is based on the multi-million-dollar I'm a Mormon campaign, aimed at defying Mormon stereotypes. Advertising, the church is a big tent. It's even got an Australian professional athlete.
I'm taking a break from rugby league to serve a volunteer mission. My name is Wuha Puwari, and I'm a Mormon.
The faith had a different face a generation ago, when Huntsman and Romney were just boys carrying out their own missionary rites of passage.
John Huntsman served his mission in Taiwan, and Mitt Romney served his mission in
France.
Paris. Yeah, the Paris-France mission.
Now those former missionaries are going door-to-door trying to persuade New Hampshire residents to believe in them as presidential candidates. So who has the harder job?
I'd say it's probably harder for us to do our work than it would be for a campaigner.
The message that we share, it's, I don't know, when we go and talk to people about Jesus Christ, we not only help them develop a faith in Christ, but help them act on it, and that usually involves making some changes in their lives, and a lot of times those changes can be hard.
Probably harder than picking a presidential candidate. For NPR News, I'm Ike Srikandaraja in Exeter, New Hampshire.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.